Throughout September, the global community observed Childhood Cancer Awareness. According to the Cancer Association of South Africa, between 800 to 1,000 children in the country are diagnosed with cancer annually. Adding to that, half of the children living with the disease are never diagnosed. Professor Mariana Kruger is a pediatric oncologist at the University of Stellenbosch. She says, especially in rural areas, they are more defenseless to the early diagnosis as it takes longer to get to primary medical facilities and secondary hospitals.
Very often healthcare workers are not sensitized to the fact that children can get cancer. And quite a lot of childhood cancers actually mimic common conditions like tuberculosis or HIV/AIDS with lymph nodes that are enlarged and so on. So very easily the diagnosis can be missed by that reason. That is one of the reasons. And the other reason is, of course, that we need to sensitize healthcare workers to be on the alert for the danger signs of childhood cancer.
One of doing this is to add the symptoms to the Integrated Management of Childhood Illnesses list. Oncologists worldwide believe that this will empower primary healthcare workers in rural areas. So what should parents look out for? Kruger says one of the biggest signs is a fever that is resistant to medication.
Any enlarged lymph nodes or any abnormal mass that can be either in the abdomen, on the head, on the arm, in the leg, then unexplained pain, especially if the pain wakes up the child at night, especially for brain tumors, headaches during the night and then early morning vomiting with that, then any abnormal bleeding, whether it's from the nose, the gums, or small point bleeds in the skin, that should be reported. Also, children that have an eye without a red reflex, if you take a photo but it is a white reflex, or there's a mass in the eye and the eye starts bulging out of the orbit.
Kruger urges parents and guardians to act immediately when they identify these symptoms, underscoring that early detection has proven to be 80% effective in terms of survival. It is, however, easier for some than others. The financial strain of traveling from hospital to hospital in isolated areas is a big challenge.
We have a very huge country. It's a vast distances between treatment centers. Parents actually pay for their own transfer very often, their transport. One of the issues that we try to do is to have a transport fund. So once the child is diagnosed, there is a transport fund. But it still doesn't help those that still must be transported, because, I mean, it's very expensive to travel far distances. So this is where government and hospitals should actually help us transfer the child by ambulance to the closest pediatric oncology unit. And then again, the fact that there should be good communication between primary healthcare and tertiary hospitals when they suspect a child with cancer with direct referral in.
That was Professor Mariana Kruger, a pediatric oncologist at the University of Stellenbosch. Selakile Dwaba, Jacaranda FM News.